On April 10, 1938, his 13th birthday, Alfred Otto Munk from Vienna escapes into Switzerland, together with his sister Gertrud, across the Rhine, near Lustenau. On his arrival in Zurich, he writes to his father, Hans Munk, who has immigrated to the United States already the previous year. Whether the nonchalant tone of this letter is meant to calm his father, or whether Alfred Otto has experienced his flight as a thrilling adventure, must remain a matter of speculation.
Dear Papa, I am now finally in Switzerland and I hope you are doing as well as I am. The journey here was very nice. On the first day, Sunday, we drove from Vienna to Wörgl, and we were really in luck since we got snowed up on the turnpass. For 4 hours until Salzburg, we drove in truly beautiful weather. However, after Salzburg, we got from one snowstorm into the next, so that we were able to advance only very slowly. And getting snowed up on the turnpass caused us great delay, so that we reached Wörgl only at 12 o'clock. We stayed for the night on the city's outskirts at a little inn, which was small and simple but very pleasant. We had to eat in the kitchen, since the farmers were all assembled in the dining room and drinking incredible amounts of alcohol, because after all, for the following day, April 10th, polling day, there was a drinking ban in place. The next day we got up at 6:30 in the morning and left at 7 o'clock. It took us 2 hours to reach Innsbruck. From here we then continued to Landeck and crossed the Arlberg, which was covered in over 3 meters of snow, and passable nonetheless. This was very fortunate, since otherwise we and the car would have had to take the train, which would have costed lots of money and lots of time. In Stuben we ate lunch, and from here we continued to Dornbirn, where we came up upon 2 companions who later crossed the border with us. By tram we went from Dornbirn to Brugg, from where we walked for 30 minutes to the border. Gertie and I had an entry permit as Swiss expats. Moreover, there were also 2 Swiss policemen with us who helped us. The border was a bridge which on Austrian territory was occupied by SA men. Upon reaching the bridge, we presented our forged entry permits folded. Then we handed the papers to the 2 Swiss policemen who had them checked. They feigned drunkenness and kept stalling the border police until we had reached Swiss territory. After all, nothing could have happened to them, since they were Swiss. The only reason this went so smoothly was because it was polling day and so many people were crossing the border that the border police didn't carry out any strict controls. On the other side of the border, we continued driving by car to Zurich, where I am now. I still haven't told you what we did on the last Friday before our departure. We had heard from Mum that someone might pick us up by car. We waited the entire Friday. At 10 o'clock, Gertie had to go into town, and she discussed everything with this young Swiss with the car, whom Mum had organized for us. He drove us all the way and also devised everything so smartly that we were able to successfully cross the border. On Saturday morning, we left with a small suitcase to allegedly visit Aunt Heidi Helleparten over the polling days, for a few days. Well, I am done now. Uncle Rudy will now write. Best regards, Otto.